everybody. Welcome to Don't Waste Your Senses. It's a combination of Come to Your Senses, which is my podcast. Of course, I'm Carlos Heiner.
And my podcast.
Wow, Rebecca Zoller's in the house.
Yes.
With her, it's a Don't Waste Your Pretty. Okay.
Yeah. So we've got like the guys and the girls like kind of battling.
Kind of battling right here.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. Okay. Just saying, men versus women, you know, just the what would be good versus evil, maybe? Is that as old as that kind of rivalry?
Who is the evil one?
Well, according to the Bible or so, right, with Adam and Eve.
The woman is evil?
Well, that's because she's the one that picked the apple, right?
Right.
Right.
Men are pretty evil.
Pretty. Yeah, I could say, yeah, they kind of are. They're going to, you know.
No, women are evil. Maybe men are just idiots. Like, women will actually, like, ruin you as a human being.
Okay.
Right? But, like, a man is just, like, a dick.
Right. I could, well, you know, I could see both in a way.
Right.
Yeah. It's always an equal share, I guess, in who sometimes when it comes to how evil.
Yeah.
The sexes are, you know?
Yeah. Well, this is so much fun. I'm so glad you had this idea. Like,
no problem, no.
We should be, like, I should be doing this all the time. Such a great idea to, like,
no, I figured it, 'cause I was
make
like,
a super pod. Let's take ours together.
It's like an umbrella of, right. And it's so funny because yours is, I always feel that your podcast is like, was really more serious, more
oh
like,
my gosh.
Right there. And mine
really?
Is like,
I feel like we're like, hey, we're talking girl shit.
Really? Mine is like so super silly. It's like of my psyche where it's like, I'm just looking at this weird movie. I'm like, I don't know. It looks weird to me, but I'll see it. Maybe I'll check it out.
Yeah.
Well, we do have two movies we're going to see later in between.
I can't wait.
Let's explain the show a little bit. We're going to do, like I said, we have two podcasts. They're very different, but you know what? But in the way, it's all, you know,
listen,
fun.
It's all
fun. And it's all like about, you know, opinions, and it's all about there. And I think, it's going to be intertwined. So we're going to do some of your show.
Right. So my show is like feminist,
right.
Dating, sex, anti-slut shaming.
Anti-slut shaming. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right there.
Yeah. And yours is like movies and what's
going on. Or like previews. Yeah.
Yeah. Just like previews, what's going on.
Right.
But like we're all in it together.
We're on it together. We're on
the
same boat.
Lots of dates start at the movies.
That's right. That's exactly. That's a good way. Yeah. And we have Jorge here. Did you ever go on a date when you were with your wife when you were first dating?
Did you ever go on a date when you were with your wife?
I mean, like,
how long have you been with your wife?
Married?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or all together, I guess.
Married 3.5 years.
Three and a half years.
Together, okay. Like 14.
Wow.
14?
14 years.
Yeah, we met when we were 21.
Wow. Oh my gosh. Wow. That's cray.
And you would go to the movies together in the beginning?
No, she hated it.
Right.
Okay.
But you can get some good action at the movies, you know?
She falls asleep.
Yeah.
Like, we've been to the movies like maybe twice.
Mm. Oh my gosh. In 14 years, you've been twice.
Wow.
Or three times.
I think you should go again. It'll be like super sexy, sit in the back, you know?
She'll fall asleep.
She'll
still fall asleep, yeah.
Okay.
What are you going to
do? Well, you'll just like Netflix and chill.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like 10 a.m. in the morning.
Like 10 a.m.
Yeah, of course.
That's a real relationship right there.
That's a married relationship right there.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. I'd say I don't know. I never had a frisky moment at the theaters, I'll tell you that.
What?
Yeah, never had it.
That is crazy.
I keep it professional,
for sure.
I watch my trailers and I watched my movies.
Well, I like can't go to the movie. Like if I'm not seeing the trailers, I actually don't want to go see the movie.
Really?
Yeah, I'm like that. Like if we miss 1 second, it's like it's completely over.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
I need to be able to like sit there for a second and like marinate in the fact that I'm going to go see a movie. I need to eat a little popcorn before it starts. I need to like watch the stupid questions and answers, you know?
I actually kind of like the, I don't know why.
Yeah, I live for it. Like I want to do all, I want the whole experience. I don't like to feel rushed.
Right, exactly.
Well, I thought we could do like a little fun game. Like, first of all, you're like the first dude I've ever had on my pod. Like I've never had a man on the podcast at all. It's only been women. So like you should feel very honored.
I am very honored.
That like you're the first dick that's been on the show.
Uh-huh.
And Jorge number two, second dick, you know?
Right. Well, there you go.
So like such good stuff.
That's good, you know.
Yeah. So I thought we could do a little game.
Uh-oh. All right.
And the game is called Is That a Deal Breaker? I wish we had like some music to go along with it. Like
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm just gonna like list some things. You can literally just say like yes, no, if you want, you know, whatever.
Okay.
Or you can expand, which like on certain things, but like we can really move through them. If
okay.
You want.
No, no, okay? No, that's power you want. Power.
Okay. So
I'm open.
Is that a deal breaker? She lives with her parents.
No.
She doesn't shave anything.
Anything?
Like legs, pits, vatch.
Gosh. I don't know. I'm going to say yes.
That's a deal breaker. That's,
You know what? I'm in the gray area. I don't know why. If I really like her, I think I would, I would say, okay, whatever, you know. But after a while, I think it might grow a little.
Well, I mean, you could also say, like, why? Like, you could maybe do something.
Good question.
I don't know. But, like, maybe that would be, like, anti-feminist and, like, awful.
I guess, you know, like, I don't think it would completely bug me, but I don't think it would be, like, I don't think it's, like, that hardcore of a deal breaker.
Jorge?
All right. How do you feel? What would you do?
Totally deal breaker.
All right.
Wow. Really? Yeah. Okay.
I'm gonna say maybe on that one.
Doesn't give blowjobs.
Oh come on, that's ridiculous. That's a deal breaker. I think that's a deal breaker. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah.
Rebecca's like, okay.
No. Yeah. Talks in a baby voice.
No.
You know those people. Like, I know, like, yeah. 2 people in my life right now. They're not, like, in my life, but, like, they, like, orbit, and they, like, talk. It's like they talk really like this. So I always think there's, like, something sad went on back in, yeah.
They're going to, like, a safe zone or something.
I don't know, but, like, there's no, it's like a Michael Jackson thing almost. Like, what's going on there? Baby voice.
Yeah, I don't think it's a deal breaker. I think I would get kind of used to it after a while.
You would like dig it.
Yeah.
Okay.
I guess so. Like, after a while, I think it would be like, okay, whatever. But like, I got used to Michael Jackson.
You got used to it, but not like sexually.
Right. But I don't think even sexually, I don't think I would care. Yeah.
Oh, you'd be down with Michael Jackson sexually.
Oh, okay, of course. he is the king of pop.
He is the king of pop. A Republican?
A Republican? You mean as a deal breaker?
Is that a deal breaker?
No.
Overly obsessed with their like appearance, maybe like how about like plastic surgery, like extra plastic surgery?
Yeah, I think so. I think that's I met some women like that sometimes, and I think it's kind of it's like they're seeking for approval, but they're never whatever. To me, I could say a million saying you're great, you're beautiful, and
some guys love it though.
Yeah, not for me. I don't think it would be too much.
Okay. A vegan.
No.
That's a deal breaker for me.
Really?
I can't date a vegan. No, seriously. If I'm like on one of those apps and someone like writes that, like that's the same as like I can't date a trainer because that's like way too much pressure.
Right. Really? You think he would be like critical?
He'd be like up drinking protein whey in the morning.
Yeah,
he'd
you're like
this
no.
is stupid.
I want Lucky Charms. We'll get away.
Yeah. Or like, so I couldn't date a vegan because I want to be able to like eat burgers and shit.
Yeah. You wouldn't want to be
like I don't want a restricted diet in any way, shape, or form.
Right.
You know.
Yeah.
You're cool with that.
I don't think it would be a deal breaker. I wouldn't care. Like to be honest. I mean, unless she was giving me shit about all the time. But
yeah. What if she like cried when you like ordered the food?
And then it would be like, what the? I would be like, oh shit.
You'd be like, deal
check,
breaker.
Check, please. Yeah.
Okay.
Then I'd be going to the McDonald's or not McDonald's. I think it'd be Astro Burger right afterwards.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes McDonald's is pretty solid.
Yeah, fries are like the fries.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
It's a specific taste.
Yeah, exactly. It's acquired.
It's not acquired, actually. Okay. What about a social media troll? Like if you found out that she like was on different account, like writing crazy things on like different websites and shit.
I would say yes, because it would just... It's just an unnecessary drama or BS that I don't think I would.
Also,
want to
I feel like that opens up like a lot. Know, like who you are
exactly, and it's like, what? Why are you wasting your time doing something like that? Like
totally. Has kids? Is that a deal breaker for you?
At this stage of my life, I would say no.
You're old, so it's like, please.
I don't think I would. I would think if I. But you know what? To be honest with you, I think if I was. When I was 21 or around that, or like a little older, maybe 23 or so like that, I don't think it would be a deal breaker.
You don't think it would be?
No.
Like I always say, like especially for women, I feel like if you don't have kids, don't date anyone with a kid until you're like 30. Because like you're going to be dealing with that shit forever. So like try not to have like baby mama drama,
right?
When you're young,
but I don't think so. I think at this stage, I mean, it, you know, because I think I'm, especially if I was dating, you know, maybe possibly like if it was, you know, dating.
How old are you? 38.
I'm going to be 39 in a couple weeks.
So I mean, like,
yeah. So if I'm dating somebody that's within my
age group.
I mean, I'm pretty sure, I'm going to say maybe half, but I'm pretty sure, I mean, if
more
I 10,
than half.
Yeah, if I was like 10 or, you know, girl, like if I was on the thing, I'm pretty sure that there'd be a lot of like, they have kids or kid, you know, they have like multiple kids.
Okay, so it's not a deal breaker.
So yeah, I don't think it would be a deal breaker. I don't think, I'm not that like, you know.
Okay.
Why are we going through a lot of these?
We have a lot more. You don't like this?
No, that's fine. I'm like, wow.
Okay. Is best friends with their ex? What do you have to say?
Jorge's like, no.
No, Jorge's like, no.
Like, I mean, that would be a deal breaker. I think since I'm going to be 39, I think I don't really care. Okay. I don't think I would say no.
Okay.
Yeah. If I was younger, I was more insecure, and then I would be like, yeah.
I mean, there's a reason.
Fuck that.
Yeah, seriously. I would not play that game. What about someone who's voting for Donald Trump? Is that a deal breaker for you?
I think so. Yeah.
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 For
I think
sure.
I just want to take them seriously. I don't think, you know.
Someone who's never seen Star Wars.
Oh, I wouldn't care. I mean,
I've never seen Star Wars.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
You have never seen Star Wars?
Well, he's
oh my gosh. That's amazing. Yeah. I like actually like see it as like a form of pride now because I'm like, I had an ex-boyfriend that like freaked out on me.
Really?
Oh, wow. Yeah. He was like, don't tell anybody that.
I wouldn't care. I mean, it's not like, I mean, for me as a fan of mine, I'm a fan of Star Wars, but I don't make it to the point where I'm like, you have to see this. You have to, you know what I mean? Like, that's up to you. Like, I don't sure. really care. But I mean, for me, I mean, yeah, like if I would wear like Star Wars shirt, like fine. But I mean, you know, I that's all I could get to. But yeah, I wouldn't care if I was dating a girl that and she'd never seen it. I would be like, okay, let's see
it. Let's go watch it.
Yeah, let's go watch it.
Okay,
yeah.
What about a religious person that believes in like creationism?
Oh, no.
Yeah.
I think that would be a doomer. I would say yes.
Okay.
Yeah. I think it would just, I think from my way, I think I would just be a total dick about it in a way.
Yeah, I mean, or, I just think I would just be like, you're an
like
idiot.
I couldn't, yeah, like I yeah. couldn't take it seriously.
I mean, like,
yeah, I would just be like, I couldn't help but not be a dick about okay. it. So I would say yes.
Bisexual.
No, I don't think that's a
one. What about a trans woman?
A trans
post op. Post op. And she's beautiful.
If.
I know. Listen. Okay, I'll say something first.
Okay,
so just
no,
so you
okay,
don't
no,
feel
no.
like
no,
you
no,
know
no,
like
fine.
This like awful like man saying
no, no, no,
things.
No, that's fine.
I don't think I could date a trans man mm-hmm. personally, and like you know. So I want like a real penis.
Uh huh.
Sorry, that's probably like awful to say. I love all of the trans listeners.
Right,
right,
but
now.
For you,
like, but for me
for
personally,
you
like I want like a cisgender male.
Yeah, I would say. I would say yes.
That's a
deal breaker. And yeah, I think it would, if I really truly liked a person, it would, you know, or something, I think it would be like sad. I'd be like, feel bad. But yeah, I think it would have to be
like this next generation of men and women will yeah. be more open than maybe
I think
us.
It would have to have some substance. If it was something where,
what if you, okay, what if you like met this chick and she is hot as hell? Like I have seen some.
Uh-huh. Right.
Hot
so have I.
As hell.
So
like,
I.
And you guys really get along well, and she's got like all the working parts and stuff, and like, and you're in love.
Oh, okay.
And then like 2 weeks in, she's like, I got to tell you something. I think that, first of all, okay, I'm going to answer it actually. 2 weeks is too long. That's like not telling someone you have children. That's like a big deal
right,
to like
yeah.
lay out there.
Right.
Okay. Anyway, we'll move on.
Okay.
You
know, I'll think about that later.
What about someone who has herpes?
That's a deal breaker. Yeah.
Is it? I mean, I don't yeah. think we should talk about herpes like that. I don't have herpes personally, but like so many people do.
Well, I mean,
it's like HPV, like everybody has HPV kind mm-hmm. of thing.
But okay, if it was something, my thing is because I guess I'm might say my generation, I would say, or at least from my point of view, when it comes to people like with disease, or something with herpes, like I would be like, well, how is she like, is she like, what's going on? Like, is it,
what
by,
do you mean what's going on? Like, wow. You're really being sex negative right now. On
no,
my
no, but,
podcast.
But I'm just saying, but no, I mean,
on
but,
my podcast, I'm
but I'm just saying like, I don't know, like I would be when it comes
one
to
one in four people have herpes and we okay. have three people in this room right now, just so you know.
Yeah, no, so I don't, I could say Jorge. Cough it up, man.
I'm just yeah. letting you know. So it's not a big deal. Herpes really isn't a big deal. It shouldn't be a deal breaker. If someone is like completely honest and open with
if they're
you.
If they were open and honest, I think it would be, you know, if it was the same situation where the trans, you know, the whole thing, I think it would be there. But yeah, if it was like totally like they told me later, like 2 weeks, I mean, I'd be like, what the, you know, what's going on?
I'd be pissed about that. Because it's more always like important health. To disclose.
Yeah. Because yeah. that's the thing. Like I've, yeah, like I know some people that are like, you know, maybe like HIV, but like for me, I don't know. Like it would be like, you know, when
oh,
it comes
I've had many friends that have dated like that are not positive and have dated positive people.
Right.
That makes me nervous.
It makes me, I'll be honest, it just makes me nervous. Not because it's not like saying like I look down. It's just like saying for me, like I'm just saying like, I don't know. Like, I mean, cause, like what are the, you know, the effects
of it.
The
herpes stigma definitely needs to be like,
yeah,
out.
I don't know. I mean, for me, like I was, when I was a kid, I was like, when it was like herpes, it was like, forget it. It was
forget
like,
it
to me, it was like a, I want to say like, to me, like HIV was always the thing, you know,
obviously.
There like that. But let's just say like,
well, I guess it's like the next one because like you can't cure it. It's not
right.
like we can take,
I think that's
like penicillin.
Yeah. That's a whole thing. You know, that was a, you know, because that was, I mean, from people that were older than me or maybe things that you saw from movies and from books, you know, to me, like some things where you got to see, it was like, okay, you go to the doctor and you just, or you just use protection or whatever it was. But then there were some where it's like, well, I don't know about that. That's
oh,
sticking
okay. Well, we'll end that because oh, well, we want to be like positive
okay, no,
with
just
like with disease and stuff.
Right.
Okay. Here's just like some light ones since we get
okay.
a little bit of heavy ones.
Okay.
Bad breath.
Same. No.
For me, definite.
Yeah.
Like, ugh, God.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm not talking about bad breath. Like, I ate a garlic. I mean, like, when you smell, like, the stomach coming up.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
okay.
like, really awful.
Yeah.
What about a kleptomaniac? Like, this a chick that just likes to steal everything.
Yeah, that's a deal breaker. I don't know. I couldn't deal with that.
Tips badly at a restaurant.
Yeah, I would say that's a deal breaker. That to me is, like, really shows a lot of character.
Exactly. Yeah. A slob. Like, you go to their house and it's, like, dirty. Like dirty carpet.
Yeah. I mean, if you had, it's like, it's one thing where it'd be messy, but if you're really dirty in a way where it's like, it's almost scary, like hoarders almost like that.
Like oh my God, that would be crazy.
I would be,
right?
Yeah, I would be
I
right
would be
at the
so
door.
So out of there.
Yeah. Cause to me, that's, it's not only that,
it's your
but
it's, space.
But it's more like a mental thing where I'm like, you're,
I can't deal
yeah,
with that.
Yeah.
All right. Well, there's a bunch more, but I think I'll leave it at there.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I feel worn out, man. I feel
yeah. yeah.
I'll say, would you take the trans post off, Jorge?
No.
No? Okay. All right. He's old school, right? Like, I want a full
Is herpes a deal breaker for you? I mean, I know, man. I know. I wish it wasn't.
Yeah. I think if you know it, you know, it's like, why you risk yourself?
Yeah.
You know, it's like, hey, do you want to go into the car with this guy that's drunk?
Yeah.
You know?
I know.
I'll say no.
I know.
Yeah. It's,
but you would you date a klepto, maybe? Like a klepto with bad breath? But she's fucking hot.
Klepto, no bad breath. Yes.
Okay. You would date the bad breath?
No, the klepto.
Oh, you would take the klepto.
Yeah, I mean,
it's fine. It's kind of harmless, right?
Yeah. I mean,
sort of.
I guess.
I will take the klepto bad tipper.
Okay, you really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hmm.
Okay.
Prefer
interesting.
That
You'd
than
prefer
the,
that.
The bad breath.
Than the bad breath. All right.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a whole, I don't know. It just, you know, to me, I guess it depends on the character more that time, I guess. What's her, with women, I guess, for me.
Sure.
That.
Do you date?
No, that's the thing. I don't
What's
really.
What's going on,
I
was, man?
I know.
Seriously.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, I think it's funny because what we did was before we had a situation where we had recorded something, but it didn't get through. But I think I mentioned, which I think blew your mind at the time. I'm not sure if you remember, was I don't drive.
It totally
blew,
is like
right.
a mind blowing.
And is that's a deal breaker, I would imagine. Yeah, for a lot of, you know.
Yeah.
And it's not.
I really want you to get your license.
Okay.
No, I do.
Okay. I think, I don't know.
You are 39 years old and you grew up in Los Angeles and you have no driver's license and you work for AAA.
I have a New York mentality.
Like, it's so crazy.
Well, you know, it's just the way.
I was just wondering, like, I don't know, like, how do you pick, like, I like chivalry a little bit. Like, I consider myself, like, super independent feminist chick, but right. I still want the man to, like, pick me up and open the door and,
well, I
you
open
know.
The door. I mean, I do that. I mean,
right.
I've done that.
Well, thank God for Uber.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Yeah, no, that was really shocking to me that you don't drive.
Yeah.
I don't know how you get around this town, man.
Because of Lyft and Uber, it's making it a lot simpler. It's a lot easier. For me, it was...
Do you feel like it's affected things in the past? Like,
When I was younger, I think it did.
When was the last time you had a girlfriend?
Oh, God. We didn't really have a relationship, but there was a one girl, and that was like maybe a year ago or something like that.
What does that mean? Like, we didn't have a relationship?
Well, we did. We kind of did, but... We were about to kind of work together, so I felt like it was a little too in a way where it's like we now work with each other, and then now it's also going to be, you know.
So you didn't do anything.
Yeah, it made me make out.
Did you like talk? You did make out, or you didn't?
Yeah, we did make out.
Okay.
Yeah, but that was as far I could get.
Why didn't you go any farther?
I felt that it would probably, because I did like want to be still friends with her, and I felt like it would kind of mess things up.
Okay.
So I didn't want to like be that.
So you obviously weren't really into her.
I think in the beginning I was, but maybe as we kind of grew or we were hanging out more and more, maybe I didn't feel like as much of a connection anymore.
Sure.
And I didn't feel like, well, I'm not going to just sleep with her just to sleep with her in a way.
You're so nice. You're like the opposite of every single man that I encounter.
I mean, there's times where there's a lot of, but there's many times where I've been like, yeah, I just rather be civil and just not do anything crazy, you know, like
that's
that.
Nice.
The thing is, it's a lot of had to do where I'm like, I just don't want to regret something because I've done that before.
What does that mean? You've done that before?
Well, I've regret what sometimes where it's like a girl just like, you know, I was maybe inebriated or something. Like I thought maybe it was just like a fling or something like that, or just like a, you know, we're at a party, whatever it is. And all of a sudden it's like, you know, I think she wanted something serious. And for me, I'm like, I wasn't in the right state of mind. Like, I don't know. Like
did you think she wanted something serious right then? Or did you just want to like fuck right then?
No, I think she wanted afterwards.
Listen, I think you need to like go fuck someone.
Okay.
I think you need to go to a bar and get drunk as shit and like take someone home and not think about like regrets or whatever that fucking bullshit. Don't call the girl ever again. Like, be an asshole. I really, you know what I'm saying?
Really?
Like, I really think you need to do that.
Yeah. But that's the thing. I don't know.
By the way, PS to anyone who's listening, like, I would never say this to any single man because everyone is like evil and awful. But like, you are very nice. And I think that like, you need to get a little nasty probably.
Yeah. I think sometimes people are, a lot of women sometimes get it. Maybe the wrong impression. Sometimes I get that feeling sometimes too.
What does that mean? Of you?
Yeah. Where sometimes like I feel like, you know, if I like somebody, I really like them, but it's not like, oh, I want to, you know, have sex with you or something. I just want to get to know you. Maybe, you know.
Are you asexual?
A little bit. I want to say
really?
A little bit. At times I am, and at times I'm not.
Do you masturbate?
Yeah, I do.
Like on the regular?
Yeah.
Like every day?
Not every day.
Like how many times in a week?
Well, I'll be honest with you. I take a medication. I take Prozac.
So that affects it for sure.
And it affects like really, because what it does is that when I'm not on it, I'm crazy.
Yeah.
When I'm on it, I'm very like, I wouldn't say normal, but very like tame.
You're like, you're sedated.
My libido is not as much for myself, but if I was with a woman, I think it would be a lot different.
Right.
Yeah. You know?
Well, I still think you should go out and fuck someone.
All right.
I have to
get my license.
Forget about the license. let's deal with like the impending issue.
The summer is coming up, and I don't know. I might be feeling alive here. We'll get in.
Sorry that I'm like telling. I'm like, this is what you need to do.
No, it's fine. No. I get it.
I do think you need to go fuck. I think it's like very, very important for people sometimes. I don't think there's anything wrong with having a one night stand or being whatever. Or being like quote unquote reckless.
Yeah, I just feel it's safe. I don't wanna recklessness. Yeah, I just don't wanna come off like you know, like sometimes as a dick because
stop
sometimes
I think you need to stop even thinking that you're not a dick, so it's like you probably could never come off as a dick.
Right.
You know?
I just don't know.
Jorge, what do you say about this? Like, don't you totally agree with me 100%
about
like what he needs to do? That he should like get it going?
Seems okay.
He seems okay.
Yeah. I mean, I'm saying like.
Oh, you're like, you're disagreeing with me?
Kind of.
Okay.
All right.
Not really, but I think he, you know, he's made like, okay, a type of life that he's happy
with.
Oh
my gosh, of course. I'm not like talking
No, exactly. You know what I'm saying?
I'm not a fan of that.
I don't know. It's.
All right.
I would say I'm okay. I mean, I do understand where you're coming from because I do have that, like, you know how you have like the devil and the angel. I'm not necessarily religious, but I do have those things where I'm like, fuck it. Let's just do it. Let's just hang out, you know, let's do it there. But as I get older, it's become harder.
Like, have you ever like texted a girl, like something super direct?
I've texted a girl, like if I want, you know, to go out. You know, right. But yeah, and you know, that never helped. But, okay. But I mean, I've been shot down, but I've been rejected by a lot. But it's not. I've gotten to the point where I'm like, I don't really take it personal anymore.
Sure.
Because now I'm like, all right, whatever. You know, like it's one of those things. But at least I got it out for me. It was a long time. It took me a long time to even ask a girl out.
Yeah.
Most of the fact because I was very ashamed that I didn't drive. I didn't have as many friends as I used to have. Most of the friends I had were very few. And the ones, like, I remember one time I noticed that all my friends were really friends of my best friends, you know? Uh-huh. Like, they weren't my own friends.
Sure.
So I remember when I did, started to do improv, it was very, very helpful for me to communicate with other people because then I started forming bonds and friendships.
Improv is amazing.
Right. With other people that I didn't necessarily, I could just go by myself to like a bar, to a club or whatever without my other friends, bringing my other friends. Like I just, you know, and, you know, hang out with them, you know?
Totally.
So now I've definitely had that, but for a long time, like in those younger years, you know, we would go to clubs and it was like a war. It was a fucking war between like, you know, like, and the thing is, I'm not very like pushy. I'm not very like there because, and so like a lot of aggressive guys would go at it,
right?
You know, and that's what happens sometimes. You know,
I think women want aggressiveness
right.
in a little bit,
right? But then I've had the other side where I've had where girls start talking about guys never being dicks, and I'm like, well, I don't know, I'm not a dick. Why?
No,
am I
you would. I don't even think you could be one, honestly.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it would a lot of, and I've, and you're not. You know what? You're not the only one that has said that to me about being like, you should be an asshole. You should be that. And it's from women directly.
Mm-hmm.
Like I've never even got it from a guy because I actually, it's funny. My friends are my closest friends when we're the complete opposite of like bros or whatever. We were very self. We were very like,
I hate those type of guys. Anyway.
It wasn't like dudes. Yeah, but it wasn't like for us. When we went out, it wasn't like, all right, let's just go and meet up and try to, you know, bang girls or try to like, that was maybe our thing, but if it didn't happen, it wasn't like the end all.
Sure. But I feel like everybody needs a point in their life where they just like go out and bang. Right.
Right. Yeah. Oh man. Like going back though, in hindsight, I was like, oh, I wish I could have just a little bit taste of going back. Cause it did happen when I was here. And when I was at a certain age, when, I was for a time I was interested, not necessarily doing the pickup artist thing.
Oh yeah,
but the
that
whole,
shit totally works. It's fucked up, but it works.
But yeah, but this I remember reading the game and seeing the documentary and seeing like this all these guys, and I'm like, oh shit, those guys were like at the clubs at the same time. I wish I would have just recognized, you know, going back.
I read that book too. It was kind
of and just tried it, so like just to see how it worked, you know, and you know, and but of course I never did it, but I was just like. You know, to me, it was more curious as a scientific point of view, like as an experiment. When I would love it when they would go to the bars, and I would be like, "Wow, that is fascinating." I could see that for hours, just like them picking up girls and just being like, "I would like it if they were more realistic and saying like, yeah, they struck out,' and it's like, okay,
oh,
that
they
didn't
do that.
Yeah,
I don't really remember.
Sometimes
the
they didn't
show.
Do that.
Was it like a VH1 show?
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, with mystery,
right? And that was the whole thing. And it wasn't like he wasn't a hero of mine because he was definitely very flawed.
He wasn't a hero. Is that what you
said? No, right.
I hope he's nobody's hero.
No, he was very flawed, but he definitely had something down that you're like, you know.
No, there was something interesting about him. Like, I get it.
Yeah, it's like a pitcher, like in baseball. Like, it's one of those things where it's like, you don't like him. Maybe he's not on the opposite team or whatever. You don't like him. But the way sometimes that he does something, you're like, wow, that's crazy the way he, like, threw that ball. Like, I'm just like the
totally
way, you know what I mean? And that was how I kind of envisioned it, you know?
Yeah.
Like, so, for me, I remember like seeing shows like that, and then seeing other shows like from across the world, like they like England, they had their own shows like that too. And I was like, man, that's crazy.
Yeah, like, it's interesting.
I want to try it.
I mean, it's definitely like a study of human.
Oh, the worst. I remember seeing the mystery. It was on VH1. It was a thing, and I remember the worst thing was like he had all the guys that he was like trying to. Train or trying to be the ultimate pickup artist, and he had him talk to kids, like really young kids, and I'm like what the fuck?
What
like,
do you mean?
Like he was saying that if you have to get their attention, they're like, because the little kids said are like these young women, like
that's
they're
nice.
And I'm
that's
like
nice.
I know, and I'm like, oh my god, that has to be the most horrible thing. And I'm like, I was like, Jesus, that sucks. I'm like,
the only thing I remember that he talked about was like, you need to have something interesting on your person. Like,
right.
If that's like painted black nails or like a weird necklace or like something where like a woman could see it and be like, I like your glasses or whatever it is, you know?
Yeah. And I remember he kicked somebody out. Like, that was like the first time because he had something interesting and he didn't. Like some girl like said, oh, I like this thing, and he didn't really partake on it.
Oh, you know? And that was that.
And that was that. He was out.
Oh, wow.
So okay. I was like, he's like, man, if I can't, you know, if you can't do that right there,
then that's
it. He's like, I can't teach you anything, man.
Wow, crazy.
Well, let's say, well, I'm, I don't know. I'm already exhausted. Okay. But you know what? Who was a big player?
Who was a big player? Tell me.
And who was not a big player?
Who?
Two people. Elvis Presley. And Richard Nixon.
Those are two very different people. Elvis Presley was a massive player.
Had a lot of women.
A lot.
Richard Nixon, from what I remember hearing about him, was
not a very attractive man.
Not an attractive man, and yet he loved his wife, who was very, like, she was a pretty girl, like pretty, you know, grown when they were younger. Like what happened?
Well, I have to look up what Nixon's wife looked like. Who was his wife?
I don't remember that, but what I remember the story was that he was so infatuated with her. You know, I think they went to high school or college or whatever it was, but he was so infatuated with us that he had to marry her, that he actually drove her on a date. Like she was on a date with a guy. And he was the chauffeur.
Oh my god! Just so he could go out with her.
Just so that he could
very
be with
romantic.
Her. And I'm like, that's like hardcore. Like that's
that
how you're.
Hardcore.
Yeah, that's like something where you're like, if
that's kind of pathetic.
Yeah, in a way it is, but in a way I can understand that he's very like I have it. But the other way where it's like, dude, like there's you know there's another woman you could get. You know.
Wow.
It seemed to me that she wasn't interested, and I think he wore her down, like to the point where he's like, all right.
She's like, I guess so.
I guess so. And yeah. But lucky enough, she didn't know that he was going to be a future president.
Well,
right there.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Times are rough with his presidency, but
yeah, he's one of the roughest.
Yeah.
Well, the reason why I bring it up is because since we're doing our little hybrid of a show,
perfect
right here, we're going to play. This is coming out Amazon Studios. Amazon picked this up.
Oh, it's going to be on Amazon.
Well, it's not on Amazon. It's actually a film produced, I think, by Amazon Studios. Brilliant. I guess. So I guess it might be on their Prime, right? I guess.
I would assume.
Yeah, but I think it's actually going to be
in theaters. Oh, it's going to be in the theaters.
Yeah, and Kevin Spacey is playing Richard Nixon.
Maybe it's not going to be on Amazon Prime. I cannot imagine them letting him at Netflix.
Yeah. Oh, maybe.
Be on like a... Yeah.
Well, I mean, let's do different projects, though. But he is playing similar... Well, he is playing Nixon. The other, he's playing a
I just
a
meant
politician.
Because of like an internet...
Oh, for, like if he has a thing with...
Yeah.
It doesn't really matter. I don't think it would have mattered, though.
Well, like cable networks have like... No, they do. They'll like be like, you can't be on...
Like, I guess Conan can do anything on Netflix. He had to do something on TBS, right?
Conan could do something on Netflix. We'll okay, anyway.
I'll ask Conan.
Yeah,
I'll
call Conan. Him.
And then Michael Shannon, who was like, you know who he is, right?
He's of course. Very,
yeah, he plays Elvis.
Oh my gosh, do you remember, did he do that video a few years ago of that sorority letter? Do you remember that? There was like some awful sorority letter that went around the internet that was like, you're a fat piece of shit. And he like did it as a monologue and it was amazing.
Oh, really? Yeah. Wow.
All right.
Wow.
Anyway, let's get to the movie.
Sororities. I don't know.
Yeah.
But this is about Elvis and Nixon actually met each other in the White House.
Oh my gosh.
And it's a weird story, but this is a movie. It's kind of because there's a photo, a famous photo between the two of them meeting each other.
Oh.
And it basically is like, it's really weird because basically it's like Elvis is this like a weird guy. And so let's just play the little trailer. Johnny Knoxville is in this too.
Where's Johnny Knoxville then?
I don't know. He's retired. I know he's retired from the stunts because he got really
hurt.
Oh,
he is?
Yeah.
Oh.
Here we go. This is Elvis and Nixon.
Of all the famous images preserved in our national archives, the most requested photo of all time is this one.
Wow. The hell is it?
You remember when you talked about finding an ally for Nixon?
Someone from the outside.
I need to get this letter to the president.
You'll never guess in a million years who just showed up at the Northwest Gate asking to see him.
It's Elvis.
Elvis Presley.
This is like 1970.
You swear
Elvis,
this isn't a joke, because this penmanship is horrible.
Thank you.
Colin Hanks.
Thank you very much.
So you think we should meet with him?
Yes, Mr. President.
During my nap hour.
Everybody loves Elvis.
Call me.
He could really help us with the youth vote. He would also like a badge.
A what?
I would like to go undercover as a federal agent. I've been in 31 major motion pictures. That makes me an expert in costume and disguise. I could infiltrate the communists, and then I'd bust them all.
Michael Shannon looks amazing.
Undercover rock and roller. Sounds ludicrous.
I can supply my own firearms.
Yeah, Elvis was way into it.
All right, well, what do we have on this guy?
Well, he's one of the most famous men on the planet. Loves guns, hates the Beatles.
The Beatles? Well, I don't like them.
Okay, sir, do you have any firearms or weapons of any kind on your person?
Wow, Elvis was a bad ass.
Good thing you didn't kiss this little fella in my boot.
Mr. Presley, we're going to have to go over the protocols. Mr. President?
Mr. Elvis Presley.
On the coffee table is a dish with M&Ms. Those are only for the president.
M&Ms are my favorite.
Mine too.
There is also an unopened bottle of Dr. Pepper.
You have a bottle opener?
Please do not open it. Please do not drink from it because it's only for the president.
What in the good God is going on?
I don't know, sir.
Elvis gives no fucks.
Give a picture of Mr. Presley and me. Go on, man, do it. You and me, we rose from nothing. But look where I am today. Look where you are.
Yeah, he's a really weird guy. He should have had a reality. He would have had a reality.
That's how I learned to develop knuckles of steel. No, slap him. Come on, harder.
I'm like
harder.
Let it out.
I like this.
Those are the steel claws of a tiger, Mr. President.
It's funny they're playing a Tom Jones song. I guess they didn't have the rights to the Elvis song.
Oh my God.
That'd be weird.
I bet there's no Elvis songs played.
I'm pretty sure
that
would
be amazing.
Yeah, they're pretty pricey there to get to nab or something about that. But yeah, Elvis, I remember hearing a story about Elvis where he shot a woman by accident.
Right.
And that the bullets, you know, it's still in the woman, like it's still
amazing.
Like or something like that. And I'm like, what's he doing?
She should take that out and sell it.
I don't think she can.
Oh, like
I
she'll
think,
die.
Yeah. No, she didn't die.
No,
she,
but she would die if it's taken
right,
out.
Or something like that. Like it's weird. And I'm like, what? Yeah, this guy was really into guns. Like he was really into the Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what happened to him. I always, when I look at the younger version of him,
drugs and alcohol is what happened to him.
It's like, it's almost like Michael Jackson in a way. Like, I know we're bringing it up, but it's like, it's such a weird, when you look at a young, vibrant Michael Jackson and then you see the guy, what he turned into, you're like, whoa.
I mean, isn't that with like a lot of, like Jim Morrison was kind of similar. Like, he was so incredible and he,
Yeah, then he lost and it's like, all right. Yeah,
that was a rough one.
And I don't know. And the fact that he hated the Beatles always bugs me. I'm like, really?
Elvis hated the Beatles?
Well, he didn't. Yeah, he wasn't a big fan later on because they were like the counterculture, and he wasn't about that stuff right there. And it's like, I'm like, well, they I think they didn't like, they liked the old Elvis. They always say like the pre-army Elvis was the best.
Can you imagine like a massive star like that going into the army? It's crazy.
It's so weird.
Right?
It would be weird. It would be, like,
if Justin Bieber went to Afghanistan.
Yeah, or something. And it'd be like, what? Well, I guess, you know, like the Prince, what's it called?
Prince William? Prince Harry?
Yeah. Like,
I mean, not compare Justin Bieber and Elvis Presley to Prince,
Prince
Harry.
But it'd be weird if he was like, if I'm in the military. I mean, I would give, normally I'm not down for hazing.
People would probably like Justin Bieber a lot more. They would kill Justin Bieber
That'd be awesome though if he did go to
that'd
the
be
army.
A great reality show.
Yeah, it would be a great movie if actually Justin Bieber was like in the army.
Justin Bieber, if you're listening, you can totally take it. Yeah. I'm not going to be upset.
Imagine if he killed Osama. Like, that would be a great story.
I mean, a great like he actually that like he actually fucker
like,
did it.
Fuck, like, you know what? I hate his music, but I gotta like the guy. You know?
I mean, I think he would gain popularity.
He would.
I really do.
And those tattoos would actually mean something.
He could take some amazing Instagram photos.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You want to do that? You want to take Instagram and
I'm just thinking of him like desert, you know, with like those
he's
tattoos.
Sweating, he's sweating.
With like the outfit.
The wife beater or whatever.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah. People would love it.
Yeah, totally. Totally. I mean, I could, you know, it's like, and unfortunately, Elvis was never the same after that.
I don't think anybody's ever the same after that.
Do you think he's still alive? Were you one of those people that ever thought he was still alive?
He's dead, man.
Yeah, he was dead.
Tupac's dead too. Biggie's dead.
Biggie's dead. Who do you think is still alive? Anybody? Anybody you wish?
Who else is there?
I don't know. I was going to say, no, not John Lennon. He was shot up. Like, there was proof of that.
Yeah. There's like a lot of photos that go around of Tupac though that like recent where you're like,
it is interesting, but I don't know. I kind of wish it was the truth. I do like that if that was a case where it's like 20 years
later.
Yeah,
super cool. They're all like living on some island together.
Yeah, it would be a whole shitty
with like a harem of women.
Yeah, I wish that was the case. Like, one day someone's just brave enough to ever fake their death.
People are. Don't you watch like 48 Hours and stuff?
But like a celebrity, a big time celebrity to do that.
Didn't Olivia Newton-John's husband?
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
But
he's still gone too. Like, he's not back in the States. He just like went to Mexico.
Yeah. And they caught him. How embarrassing. He's like,
poor Olivia Newton-John.
No, is she that bad?
She's such a nice lady.
Yeah, I don't think she's that bad. It'd be like,
pretty,
I gotta kill myself.
She's
dude.
Talented. She seems kind.
Yeah.
She's Australian. All Australians are kind
of
nice.
She had to put up with, you know, John Travolta most of those days. You know what I mean? And you know how he is. You know? No, I don't know.
I don't think she had to put up much. I mean, she wasn't a man.
She's probably like,
so.
Oh my God, I can't take his Scientology. He's just talking about the storm.
I don't think he was a Scientologist then.
He was early in this. Like,
oh, was he?
Yeah, he started early. He was in the documentary they had in the book and everything.
He was one of like the first.
He was like the first big star. And the thing was, what was happening was that when he started getting like the better roles, that's when he started getting more into Scientology, and he was like thinking like, oh, there's a correlation, there's like a perfect
well there game. Definitely is a correlation,
but
they teach you like how to like not give a shit basically.
Right,
no, really, like something that Leah Remini I remember said that like they taught you how to like win over a room
right
of people.
Yeah, like Tom Cruise would do that
right, like these people they know how to do that
schmooze and all that stuff. Yeah, yeah,
interesting.
I don't know. That's what I'm saying.
Should we watch the next flick? Are you going to see this?
No, I don't think I want to see that.
You're not going to see
it? I don't think I'm interested, really. I don't care.
I guess it's for like the baby boom generation.
Yeah, I guess so. Because to me, when they show the photos of those National Arc, I'm like, actually, those would have been better films. Like, especially
the one with the kiss would have been like amazing.
I remember Oprah.
That would be a beautiful film.
I remember Oprah Winfrey. I'm not an Oprah fan at all, but every now and then.
Are you not an Oprah fan?
I don't really. Like, I'll watch her
show. I feel
like
you grew up with Oprah.
I grew up with Oprah.
Like, your mother had Oprah on.
sometimes she would.
Yeah.
And but there were some episodes where I would, or some shows where I would be like, what? Like, what are they talking about? Like, I don't, like, it wasn't really like a, like something I could relate to. Like, it was something like shopping, something like extreme couponing. And I'm like, at that moment when I was a kid, I'm like, I don't know what that means.
Sure.
But there was one episode where she had, it was awesome. I've been trying to find it. I wish, maybe I should just write to them. But there was one episode where Oprah had a whole episode where it was the iconic photos of all time.
Mm.
And they had the couple.
Amazing.
The, of the that kiss that after the war, you know, the Navy men, you know, kissing that guy, kissing that girl. And that would have been great. A better photo, I think, if it was a kissing guy. I would have been like, well.
It would have been murder.
Yeah, you would have hung up after that. Yeah. But the other thing was there was that other photo, like a Vietnam, where.
Oh, God, terrible. Running with her, like, skin coming off.
Right. And they had, they got.
They had the girl?
They had the woman. She was right there.
They have amazing producers.
Yeah. And she.
Unbelievable.
She couldn't turn around and see the photo.
Wow.
Because she said, like, I would start.
I just got chills.
Yeah. It was one of those things where I'm like, oh, my God. I wish, like, there was some TV show about this, like, every time, like, an iconic photo and getting the people in there, you know.
Well, if someone's listening, you could take that, too.
I'm going to take it.
Oh, yeah, you're going to. You got it.
Yeah.
Yeah. TM.
Maybe there's an app. Maybe there should be an app for that.
Maybe there should. You know, I don't know if we're going to get into the whole app thing. I feel like it's too much.
Yeah, no, I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah,
ready?
Yeah, all right.
There's a new app, guys, and it's called OMG Yes. And it is for men, teaching men how to pleasure women.
Okay.
And supposedly they
not the other way around. Is it just, it's just pleasing women? Just guys pleasing women.
You know how to please yourself, okay, motherfucker.
Well, I'm just saying, like, girls, you know.
You know. Yeah, you're right. You're right by that. But, you know, a lot of men don't seem to have a problem saying what they need. Like,
right.
If a man needs to, like, needs a goat in the room to get off, he's going to, like, that first night, that fucking goat's going to be there, you know?
Poor
like,
goat.
A woman isn't going to do that a lot of the times. Mm. So... they have interviewed 2,000 women of all different ages and asked them how they masturbate.
Even eight, like in their 80s and all that? Like it doesn't matter?
I mean, I don't know the age group like exactly, but like I definitely... Well, they I think they say it. It's like 18 to... Yeah, let's say 18 to 80. And,
that's a good sound. Okay. It,
but, you know, just like people of all different things. And they ask them like what gets them off. And so for $29.95, you can go on to OMGS and find out all about it. So what was interesting is they give like a list of 10 different things that work for, maybe we should show the intro video or like play it so you can like hear a little bit more of what it is. Now, do you think this is a good idea? Go to omgs.com.
Okay, let's see here.
Do you think this is a good idea?
Yeah.
Jorge, would is this something that maybe at like age 17 or something you would have spent the $30 on?
Yeah.
Yeah, right?
Absolutely.
I mean, if it could help anybody, I'm totally down, right? So are you having a difficulty?
No, no. Hey, I know how to look the internet.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah. So
I think, well, I need an app for. I'm a little. My hands are shaking.
Your hands are shaking. You're nervous. So OMG, yes, I think this is really interesting. It's all like women curated these things, and so they list like 10 different ways to get women off. And what was kind of interesting was that they. Listed like 9 out of 10 women like this, or like 4 out of 10 women like this. Go to the main page.
Oh, the main page,
Carlos.
Okay.
So I thought that was really interesting.
Oh, okay, here we go.
Okay, so let's play the little video that will like tell us a little bit about it. But
do you have one that was like 10 out of 10 said this?
I don't think anything was 10 out of 10. There was a bunch of nines. Like, okay. So some of them were like, okay, one of them was called edging. So this was like 6 out of 10 women like this. So it's about bigger orgasms by approaching and denying. So like coming up to it and then like leaving it. Another one they called hinting, which 7 out of 10 women like, which is passing by but only occasionally indulging in certain areas. 6 out of 10 women like consistency, which is like the exact same thing all the time. 7 out of 10 women like surprise, so defying expectation to enhance her pleasure, they said. Hmm. 8 out of 10 women like rhythm, which is like a well-timed, almost musical loop motion going on. 8 out of 10 women, you like that one? Oh, he likes that one. Okay. Yeah, I like you should be like kind of mixing and matching kind of all of these things.
He's a musician.
So. He's a musician. Yeah. Orbiting, 8 out of 10 women like, which is millions of little circles around the clitoris. Layering, 6 out of 10 women like, which is indirect pleasure through the surrounding skin. Staging, which they only say is like ways of sensitivity changing over time. Oh, so like more pressure, less pressure. 7 out of 10 women like this. Okay, so these are the 9 ones. Framing, which is like, this is so lame. It's what's going on between the ears. So like all women like, you know, positive affirmations, maybe a little dirty talk saying how sexy they are. We all want to like hear that we're amazing because women really do fall in love between the ears before, you know, the vag. Mm-hmm. Oh, sorry.
I thought that was a myth.
And then the other 9 was signaling, which is like styles of giving and receiving feedback. So like just women want to like fucking talk and shit, like even when they're getting their pussies eaten and stuff. Mm. So those were like the highest ones. But I think that this is really, really interesting. Not only do they have like videos, they have like an interactive thing that you can use on your phone where they'll show you like a full vulva and they'll be like, I want you to practice edging now. And you'll like do the things and they won't let you get to the next level until you like get that thing off. And it's kind of brilliant, right?
They get a certificate or something?
I would love like a pussy certificate. Mm-hmm. You did it. You passed the okay, so do we have video?
I have the video. I'm trying to get the
juice. When it comes to pleasure, like actual techniques and what works for women, there's never been any large-scale research done. We decided to change all that.
Yeah.
In partnership with the researchers at Indiana
Look,
University
older.
And the Kinsey Institute, we did the first ever large-scale study to understand this.
Well, anyway, we'll pause. But like, I want everyone to like all of these dudes that are listening to this podcast right now. It's like so important to be able to like get it going in the right way, you know, for uh-huh. your lady. So go on to omgs.com mm. and get that shit going, you know, and like play the game. It's like it looks really fun, honestly. Like, I think on the website we can like test it out a little bit, but the service in this apartment, it's like Carlos has like the kill zone here.
It was working fine.
Oh wow!
See, this is why I don't get lazy. It's because any
why? Because you don't because the Wi-Fi doesn't work.
Yeah, it's perfect. The timing.
Would you buy the $29.95 for OMGS?
Yeah.
Wow. You know, every guy that I brought this up to, they're like, yeah, like I'm totally down with spending. Like you mm-hmm. would spend $30. $30 for the rest of your life, you know? Uh-huh. Yeah.
I mean, it's so high tech. It's so futuristic. You know what I mean?
Like, it's almost like the advanced court.
Yeah. Like it's really the advanced court.
Oh, you know what the funniest thing was? One of the options for buying it is you can give it as a gift, which I think is like the funniest thing. Like the most passive aggressive, mean, terrible thing. Like imagine someone breaks up with you and then all of a sudden you get an email from OMG. Yes. And they're like, you have gotten a gift.
If I was with a girl, if I was like with a relationship, with like a couple of years, you know, I would be
how
like,
awful
oh,
would that be? Yeah, you would like go to therapy after that. Like that would be like really awful.
But you know, I do have a birthday coming up. So
when is your birthday?
It's on the 21st. So
of April.
Uh huh.
Oh my gosh! It's like next week or next week.
Yeah, next week. There you go.
Oh my gosh! What are you doing for your birthday?
I don't know. I'm trying to figure it out. I'm trying to. I'll let everybody know.
Yeah, let me know.
Little bash. Maybe.
Maybe that's the night to get wild and cray.
Maybe.
We're Dude Perfect. Here we go. A new show on CMT. Well,
okay, hold up.
Yeah.
This sports one. Dumbin- here we go.
We're super professional.
Here we are.
When it comes to pleasure.
Oh, we're back
like
to the pleasure.
Actual techniques.
She's cute.
And what works
she is
for women,
cute. And she's wearing glasses, so I trust her.
Large yeah, she is.
That's a good touch.
We decided to change all that. In partnership with the researchers at Indiana University and the Kinsey Institute, we did the first ever large-scale study to understand the specific ways different women find pleasure. What we found is that lots of women share similar techniques.
Right.
Some of which didn't even have names yet. Kind of like
we named them.
Ingredients that combine ingredients. In different ways to achieve more pleasure and better orgasms.
Wow.
So we made OMG Yes to put it all out in the open. These techniques come from the collective experience of over 2,000
That was
women,
a much older
ages
lady.
18 to 95.
18 to 95!
Wow.
95!
A completely new approach.
95!
How come that
18 to 95!
Did they film that 95-year-old? I want to see her.
Yes, they filmed that 95-year-old.
Explore ways to make a great thing even better.
Wow.
OMG Yes.
Yeah.
Wow. 95. That is mind blowing. We were like joking a little bit about that.
Yeah, because I don't know.
You didn't even say 95. I think you said 80.
That's my cutoff. That's my cutoff.
That's your sex cutoff. Is an 80-year-old.
I don't know.
Woman.
I mean, I feel like I would get
a
heart attack.
How old is the oldest woman you've been with? Jorge?
Well, she was 12 years older than I was.
Okay.
But this is like a long time ago.
Yes, you?
She was around like 10 years older than I was.
Okay.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's not like I don't think I would be.
You never had like one of those, like, you weren't like 17, like a 40-year-old woman or.
How no, it was like 17 and 30. It was like so 13. Pure,
yeah.
Yet so indulgent.
What are we listening to?
Sorry,
my God.
But when you were.
Turn it off.
One thing is when you're 17, like anything past like 20 is like.
No, you're right. It's like crazy. Yeah. The oldest I've ever gone, I was with a 47-year-old a few years ago, and I wasn't even 30 then.
Wow.
Yeah, that was crazy. He was really old.
But was it bad though?
No, but like, you know, it was fine. I mean, he was young at heart. There was a reason why he was dating me at 28. I'll tell you that. Like, he had issues. But
okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I guess the only way I would really feel it is like with stupid, like, social stuff that you would talk about. And we didn't have the same references.
Yeah. I get that a lot, especially with certain women, like, I talk to, like, they're a little younger sometimes, like, or like, there'll be, like, some video or some artist, some musician or something, or a rapper, and I'm like, who is this?
I don't, like, listen to what the kids listen to.
Yeah,
so
I feel
happening.
Like that Coachella, like, literally, that Coachella lineup, I'm like...
I probably don't know anyone on that lineup.
Yeah, I would say, like... Unless the headliners, I'm like, okay, I get it. But some of the other ones, I'm like, I can't even tell you who they were because it's not like I don't try to be ignorant. It's just like, I don't know. I can't catch up, I guess. I don't know. Or maybe it's just it's different. Like, maybe the music is a little different. Like, yeah, like I kind of get it why, like, some people were into Nirvana because maybe they were older. Maybe it was a different, you know.
You
time.
Didn't like, you don't no, like Nirvana?
I liked Nirvana, but I'm just saying, like, some people who were maybe like 10 years older than I was, maybe were like, that's not my thing, you know.
Yeah, but I mean, like, you don't listen to the radio, do you?
Not really.
Yeah, like, maybe if you listen to, like, top 40 hits. That was actually, like, one of my deal breakers on my list was, like, what if a girl that only listens to, like, Taylor Swift, like, top 40?
Yeah. It's, I don't know. Like, there's some, I'm amazed that sometimes there's, there's just, like, some people that don't even recognize, like, older music. Like, I remember, whenever I was really into rap, but when I started really liking, like, Nirvana... I remember, like,
what if she was like, who's Nirvana?
Yeah, I don't think that would be a deal breaker.
Oh my God, I'd be like, who are you?
I would be like, okay, let me explain.
Yeah. Well, that's nice.
I think I would be like, more like, okay, I'll show you, you know, see if you like it. And I, like, because the girl I was, had a kind of like that, I had like that relationship with.
Sure.
Like, she didn't know, like, the Smiths because maybe she was, you know, she was younger. She was like 10 years younger than I am.
Okay.
And so I'm like, you know, but I was like, play her some, you know, music, and then she liked it, you know. I was like, okay.
Sure.
But yeah, I think I think when I was like Nirvana, I remember Kurt Cobain had like a list of like his favorite albums. And I remember just looking at, like, looking it up.
Cool.
Yeah. And it being like, and then getting into the Beatles. Like, I remember knowing the Beatles, but I didn't really
know. Wow, it was because of him.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
I love that story.
Yeah, so that's how I got into all that, and I was like, oh, I'm like, and like, even like Guns N' Roses, I really liked because I remember, like, those guys used to do covers of bands, and I would be like, oh, who's that?
Well, that's
band?
How I've, like, learned a lot of stuff too, where it's been and like, who's that?
And I would
have been
like, yeah.
Oh.
And I'm like, oh, that sounds pretty good. And then I would like have their whole like albums and stuff like that, listen to their whole stuff, like listen to Queen, let's say, oh, like hard rock or whatever. But then it was like I guess like new wave or alternative. But even that, like, was really cool for me. I was like, all right, you know.
Yeah.
Like even the shirt right here, my Bloody Valentine.
My Bloody Valentine.
One of my favorite bands.
Yeah.
Never got into Fish, though.
I love Fish. I do. I love the Dead. I love it all.
The Dead, there's only one song of the Grateful Dead that I really like.
What's that?
And it's their number one. I think it's like their biggest hit.
What?
It's like, oh, Jesus. It's
Fire on the Mountain. That one?
No, it was like in the 80s.
Oh.
Oh, gosh.
Sugar Magnolia, that one?
No. I'll Be Around or something. Or I'll... I can't... I won't come down or something like that. It was a cool, the video, I remember it was a cool video, but the song was pretty cool because it was like, you could definitely tell, like, I didn't know who they really were, but I could definitely tell they were an old band, but they were like, almost like saying like, yeah, we're still surviving. Like, I will survive. It's kind of like, I'm still here. Like, it's kind of like, I'm still surviving, you know?
Okay.
I'll play it later.
All right. Yeah.
But, I don't know. This, OMG, yes.
OMG yes.
Yeah.
OMG yes to OMG yes.
Okay. Is that what they call it? OMG? What is that what they mean, OMG, like oh my God, yes? Or is that OMG actually stands for like a real scientific, you know?
I'm just going to like look at you. What do you think?
I'm going to say it stands for like overly...
Are you really being serious? Okay.
No, I'm kidding.
No, it's like, oh my God, yes!
Fuck yeah, I wasn't just taken, I think. Yeah, that would be great.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, I'm totally down for it. At first, I was judging it, but now, honestly, talking it out with you guys, like, I'm for it.
Well, it's to give pleasure. You know what I mean?
I'm all about it.
Yeah, like, what's, you know, it's like, yeah. It's like a meditation in a way, you know what I mean? Like, if
it's like meditation.
Yeah, like, if it gives you happiness, fine, why do it? You know, it's not bothering anybody. You know?
No, it's helping people.
Yeah, it's not illegal, you know, even though some...
18 to 95, they said.
I love the internet of a 95-year-old. 95. Man, she must have...
I didn't even know you could, like, orgasm at 95.
Yeah, the Roaring Twenties are...
I mean, I shouldn't be like, well, because at 95, like, I should be, like, having sex and, like...
It depends, but, I mean, let's just say if I remember someone sending me something, there was a thing called, like, there was underground internet sensation kind of going on, like, a long time ago, like, 10 years ago. It was called, like, a lemon party, and it was a very inside thing. No one knew what it was, and it was, like... And I remember like someone showing me what a lemon party
was. What's a lemon party? Like, I don't even know what it is.
It's like
do you know what it is?
No, it was like a gay old man. Like really
what
old
were they
man.
Doing lemons?
They weren't doing it. I think they were just like and it was like a free for all like gay sex orgy thing with old men. Like imagine like grumpy old man like the movie or whatever. Imagine and it was like it was like this really disturbing photo.
Will you like look up a lemon party? I want like a I don't have any service because you have to kill them. I want to know like what, like it's just old men?
Yeah, it's like old guys that look like a grandfather thing like that. Like almost like you see a TV commercial like and it's like about life insurance or something
that's
like that.
The guy.
Like you're like,
that's
oh.
That's what we want.
Yeah. And
wait, so why were we talking about lemon
party? I don't know. I was just saying because we had the 95-year-old woman.
Oh, I don't want to see the images.
Okay.
Don't put up you pulled up images.
Well, okay. All right.
Oh, there's nothing good.
No, it's
okay.
Yeah. It's,
well, all right. So
interesting. If you're into that, yeah.
I'm not.
No, because
we're talking about the 95-year-old woman getting off. Yeah. Right. Good for her.
Well, very. But you know what?
What?
Speak about 95-year-old women.
Grandmas, moms,
and it's time for Mother's Day.
Mother's Day is coming up,
right?
And
here.
Like, if maybe you could get Dad, OMG, yes for Mom.
I don't think that would happen.
I don't know.
I don't think my dad. My parents are getting to the stage where they're like their twilight years.
You don't know what they're doing.
Well, I think I know. I know what to do. It's nothing. Trust me.
Yeah.
It is. I mean, maybe, but no.
Lemon parties.
No. It would be.
You come home and there's like a massive orgy going on at your parents' house.
I would like throw up.
What would you do? Oh, you would throw up? Just like immediately.
Oh, yeah. Immediately. Yeah. Like, never mind a car wreck or something, seeing like dead bodies or whatever. I would be like, oh, you know, like.
Yeah.
Let me go, you know.
Just, yeah, no, that's a disturbing that's image. A disturbing that, image. Again, therapy probably.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. I would go into a mental hospital.
I would assume.
Yeah.
But anyway, Mother's Day is coming up.
Yeah, and so is the movie.
Now, is this movie the same as like the Valentine's
exactly.
Day?
Then, yeah.
Wow.
It's the same as Valentine's Jesus. Day and New Year's. I call it those Hallmark movies on steroids. You know those Hallmark movies where they're very
like...
How do
they get so much money? Those things don't make anything. Maybe, no, I guess, internationally they make huge money.
Yeah, because what they do is they get a lot of well-known people.
I know.
Like, this one has Jennifer Aniston and Kate Hudson.
They always have the best people, but then they, like, have them in for... They'll, like, bring them on for a couple days here and there.
It's yeah.
But it's always super fragmented, I always feel like, because it's not, like... Huh. A linear script. It's not like
they're all kind of intertwined. They all kind of see each other, but it's a very corny
right.
in a way, and it's not very unrealistic, but it's like, I think it's like, it makes a lot of people feel good, I think, after the movie.
Listen,
which is like, okay,
sometimes that's nice. So, I don't do all the entertainment, you know, sometimes
people,
I want to like feel like an idiot and
right,
watch
yeah.
Real Housewives
right.
and be happy with myself, you know.
But this is done by Gary Marshall.
Oh god, it's Gary Marshall.
I thought he died, honestly. I was like, oh shit. I was like, he's still doing movies?
Back from the dead.
Yes.
To like, make Mother's Day, I had to come back.
Did he come back? Did he come back like Tupac or something?
Yeah,
I was like,
right.
Oh shit. I was like,
isn't
Gary
it
Marshall.
Sad that Gary Marshall, like,
yeah,
the
did
brilliant
win,
Gary Marshall, this
yeah,
is what's going on.
Now he's like,
you know, it's just like, he doesn't, I think just movies are different than they were in the 90s. And like, you can't, there's no rom-coms anymore. Like, what's the last rom-com?
Oh, it's gotta be, wasn't it with Matthew McConaughey? Wasn't it or something like
I
that?
Believe it, but what would it be?
I think it was that one with him
with
and
like,
Michael Douglas, right?
Oh, I was thinking about him and the one with Sarah Jessica Parker.
Oh, that one.
Or like he did one with Kate Hudson, Fool's Gold or something. Was that what it was called?
It's the same. It's kind of the same. It's always like, it's like those weird, like Hallmark Channel has like those ones, but they're like the C level, you know,
yeah,
movies.
We're like A+.
A+ because they have the celebrities, but there's not really much of a difference.
And all these actors are not like the best actors. They're like celebrities.
Celebrity
like
actors.
You said.
Yeah,
they're celebrity
like
actors.
Jennifer Aniston, literally, it's like she's Rachel.
She's Jennifer Aniston.
She's Rachel in almost everything she does. So it's right. Basically the same thing.
I bet this is going to be a good trailer, honestly. Like, I feel like it really will be.
Got Jason Sudeikis is in it, too.
Live for Jason Sudeikis.
Yeah. Look at this. And Julia Roberts.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Hey, you know no junk food for breakfast.
Let's play it again.
You know no junk food for breakfast.
Ted lets us.
He also lets you go to school without any underwear.
It's called free balling, Mom.
Sandy is a single mom.
Her ex just got remarried to like a 12-year-old.
Hi, Sandy.
Hi.
I'm here for a job.
Tell me more about this tween and your ex-husband.
I'm sure I
they have Julia Roberts
I'll
in
have a better
and
idea.
A winter wig.
Yeah.
Prada. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Bradley is Mr. Mom.
Did you go to the supermarket?
What do we need?
Juice.
Eggs.
And tampons.
What was that?
Tampons.
I'm just going to write T. I'll know what that means.
Need a price check on organic. And
no, that's not necessary.
Daughter?
Yeah, two.
Same boat, two sons.
It's nice meeting you. Sandy with two sons.
Oh, the connection's made.
Jesse never sees
her face
mom.
Is like, what
all
the
this
fuck?
Mother's Day stuff, and I start thinking about how I haven't talked to Mom.
Hi.
Oh, I have to say, Jess.
You haven't aged that much.
Thank you.
I will run to the
man, doors open.
You guys are supposed to be in Texas.
Yeah. We've been driving 20 hours straight.
Where's the little ladies room?
I got a dream.
Oh, it's the chick, the set Becky number two from Rosa.
Yeah. I can't take him anywhere.
Scrubs too, yeah.
Kristen never met her mom.
I was adopted. I always wondered,
right.
Did she just throw me away?
What you have to do
was
you have to find your mother.
Aniston?
Do you have kids?
Career keeps me busy. Who shall I make it out to?
Oh,
this April.
Why'd they give that away? That's so lame.
Rachel, get out of the car.
Celebrate the one day.
No matter what's happened between us, you're always my mother.
Right.
That connects us all.
We're not who the world thinks we are. We decide who we are, when we want, and who we want to know. Out on
the verge. Wow. Yeah. Okay. Well, I like all the people in it, basically.
Are you okay, Dad?
Happy Mother's Day.
Wow, that
Mother's
was stupid.
Day.
He dropped the mic. Did you see that?
I don't know why.
It's like the fourth time he's done this.
Okay, listen.
Mother's Day.
It's something to see with mom. It could be a family affair.
Right.
It will make a lot of money in the first 2 weeks.
Yeah. Will you watch it with your mother?
No.
No. No. Is your mother not like...
She's not here. She's in New York.
Oh, okay.
Oh no, she's alive.
Yeah, hold on.
No, she's doing fine. She's okay. Chilling. But like...
would you...
No, we would never see that movie. No.
She does not.
She's a real snob with that stuff.
Okay.
You know? Right. I think the like silliest thing we've seen recently together was we saw Sisters together, but that's brilliant because it's like Amy Poehler,
right?
And Tina Fey.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah.
Would you see this with your mother?
No.
No.
No. My mom's not a fan of the movies.
Really?
Yeah.
And this is like your life.
I know.
Yeah.
she was one of those people. Like I think as a kid later on, like as a, I remember like I wanted to see Batman and
yeah.
I didn't have any like somebody to see it with because my sister didn't want to see him. My dad was too busy. And
Batman are we talking
about? The 89 Batman, the Tim Burton one. And so like,
is that the one with Kim Basinger?
Yeah. Oof. Oh, she was so hot.
Amazing.
Oh, hot damn.
You know who's so fucking hot, man?
Who?
Her daughter is like 20 years old. Ireland Baldwin.
Oh.
Holy
yeah.
Shit.
Is that her daughter?
Yes.
I've seen her on Instagram.
She's like one of my favorites on Instagram. Holy fuck, is she hot?
Yeah,
looks just like her.
Well, it's like they were a good couple together at that time, right?
They were amazing. Yeah.
Alec and Kim. I don't even know what Kim looks like. You know, it looks pretty
she
good.
She still looks amazing.
What's her name? You know, Juliette Lewis.
Juliette Lewis.
Yeah, I saw she recently.
She was looking good.
Yeah, I thought she looked pretty good.
She was always a handsome woman. She was.
I don't know. I thought she was really
good. She was like one of your, who was the first celebrity that gave you a boner?
Oh gosh, I'm really outdating myself. There was a girl, her name is Heather Thomas.
Heather Thomas.
Yeah, no one really, she was on the TV show that I used to watch as a kid called The Fall Guy.
Okay.
And it was with Lee Majors.
I don't know who any of these
No,
are.
Exactly. It was an old TV, it was an 80s TV show. And it was, he played a stuntman. And Heather Thomas and this other guy, you know, they would solve crimes,
sure.
You know, or something like that. They were stuntmen. Like Heather Thomas was, she was basically the other Heather at that time because it was between her and Heather Locklear.
Right.
And to me, I was more attracted to Heather Thomas than Heather Locklear.
Yeah. Jorge, who is your first boner, male boner celebrity-ness?
I don't know.
You don't know?
Was it Charo?
Charo?
She was of mine. She was one of the other first ones that I can remember. But the one that I remember mostly was Heather Thomas.
Yeah. I wish I could see a photo of Miss Heather Thomas.
I'll show you.
I feel like my first...
I guess Alec Baldwin?
No, but no. I live for Alec Baldwin now.
Okay. Let me see. Wait, how old are you now?
I'm 31.
31.
Like... I liked Tom Cruise when I was really young.
Right.
That was before he went cray.
Right.
I liked Brandon on 90210.
Oh, really? Jason Priestley?
Jason Priestley. Mm-hmm.
I was going to say Ralph Fiennes.
Ralph Fiennes?
No.
I mean, like, what was he in when we were kids? When I was young. I was, like, watching kids stuff.
I don't know.
Ralph Fiennes.
Oh gosh, I'm trying to think of any. I'm trying to think of like what 31. So you're in 84. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, John Stamos.
Yes, there John Stamos. Joey Lawrence loved him.
Really? Yeah. Okay. Yeah. No. Yes.
Zach Morris.
Oh, they have Mark Paul Gosselaar.
Live for Mark Paul Gosselaar. I miss the actors with three names. They don't really do that anymore. What about Tiffany Amber Thiessen? That was a huge one.
She was
a big one.
Oh gosh.
Yeah.
That was a perfect show for me because I was done with cartoons and that
right?
showed up.
And they would come on.
And I would be like, holy shit, I got chicks.
You got chicks like in like little bathing suits.
Oh, it was a perfect show. Save
by
the Bell. I'm like, that's
save
my childhood.
Yeah,
I'll tell you that much
I
right
love
there.
I loved Save by the Bell.
Fuck. I mean, oh man. I remember like I used to play soccer and I used to get like, you know, and of course TiVo wasn't around or anything like record.
Right.
So I'm like, we had a game.
You had to be home.
I had to be going. I'm like, Mom, let's get the fuck. I got to see Save by the Bell. It's 10 o'clock.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
That was right. Oh, this is
Heather Thomas.
Yeah.
Oh, she's beautiful. Yeah. I have no idea who she is.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, she was
Shout out to still looking fucking phenomenal.
Yeah.
Look at this woman, this 50-year-old woman. Unbelievable. Yeah. Heather Thomas, you look better. You actually do. You are unbelievable. Wow. Show her this. This is crazy. She's incredible. Go, Heather Thomas, you rock.
Yeah. She was like the poster, like if you wanted a hot poster.
Oh, yeah, she was like on the cards and stuff.
Oh, like if you wanted a calendar.
Yeah,
like
she looks better now. I'm really, really impressed by her.
Yeah.
I feel like you're still trying to think of like who your first boner was with. Yeah, you're like.
I think Tiffany Amber Thiessen is close.
Really? Tiffany Amber Thiessen.
Yeah.
Wow, she was great.
Yeah, she was.
What
a
about
guy.
The guy, the chick from Weird Science? That was like a big one.
Yeah, she was. I liked her lips. Yeah, when she was.
She was a hottie.
You know, what was my other one, the main one that was really my crush for a long time. Even now, even then, I sometimes when I see her name, I always go.
You feel like
I always
a
feel
something?
Like yeah.
I thought you were gonna say when I see her naked.
Oh, yeah.
How dare you? I'm asexual. Damn it! I'm not just kidding.
Oh my gosh, we discovered so much. I forgot you're asexual.
Not all the way.
Not all the way.
Right
on the Kinsey scale.
No, it was Cindy Crawford.
Cindy Crawford was a hottie.
Oh, I loved when she does those commercials or whatever.
Listen, I saw pictures of Cindy Crawford. Oh. Another one whose daughter you should look up. Her daughter.
I was going to say Hitler. No.
She looks exactly the same.
Who?
Look up Kaya Gerber. I think that's her name. She's Cindy Crawford's daughter. They have the exact same face. It's the same thing with Ireland Baldwin. It's like ridiculous.
Okay.
Gerber. Yeah.
Let me see here.
I mean.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? Like the, and that's a 13-year-old.
Wow.
13.
And you know who's also hot?
Look at this 13-year-old.
Yeah. Yeah. You know who's also very pretty? Like,
who?
Really Elvis's granddaughter.
Really?
Yeah.
She's like, got those eyes, right? Those sad eyes.
Yeah. Like, she has, like, I don't know how she is now, but I remember seeing her.
No, I feel like she's got the. Lisa Marie was pretty back in the day.
Yeah, Lisa Marie was very. Yeah.
Do you think that relationship with Michael was real or that was a stunt?
I think it was a stunt, but I think they may have gone out, but I think they overdid it. Like, I don't think they were like, I don't know.
Well, maybe, listen, maybe.
I think he might. I don't think he banged her or anything. I'll say that. I'll go that far.
Wait, what?
I don't think he had sex with her.
Who?
Michael Jackson with Lisa Marie.
Oh, I don't think so either.
Yeah. I think, and honestly, I think maybe they may have hung out or kissed or whatever, but in my opinion, I don't.
Well, I hope that all these young girls like Kaya Gerber and Ireland Baldwin go see Mother's Day with their mother, you know,
yeah,
on Mother's Day.
On Mother's Day.
With their hot moms.
Right. Well, I know Kate Hudson would see it with Goldie Hawn. Right.
That's a hot mom-daughter duo right there.
You know, I was never a fan of Goldie Hawn. I never.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Michelle Pfeiffer was good, but.
Yeah. I was in That's a Beautiful Woman.
Oh, that's right.
She's a beautiful woman.
She is.
She still looks beautiful, too.
Yeah, this is Elvis's granddaughter.
Oh, wow. Gorgeous.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
So if anybody's beautiful. Listening, you can only...
You could look
as we're watching, you know, seeing these
beautiful... Yeah, you can follow,
you can say, like,
follow it
give
as
your
well.
Opinion right there. Are you going to see Mother's Day? With, even on a date or anything?
On a date? That's a deal breaker. If he was like, let's go see Mother's Day, I'd be like, oh.
If everything was sold out, you're like... You would be like, all right, I don't, I would have to be.
I would be like, let's go to the bar instead.
I would have to be like.
Let's wait for the next showing. We're at the ArcLight. It's fabulous.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, no. I would have to be so drunk like that.
Yeah, I mean, I bet it's fun. I bet it's mindless silliness. Yeah. It's probably like 65 minutes.
No, it's probably a little bit more.
It's probably pretty, like close to three hours.
Yeah. Yeah, I think so. A lot of love in that.
Jesus.
A lot of mother. You know, come on. It's Mother's Day. You know, Julie Roberts, you know how she acts.
She's got a wig on, so it's serious.
She acts very slowly. So, you know, it takes its time. Right there.
Does she?
I think so.
She acts slowly?
A little bit.
I like her.
Yeah. I didn't know she was hot, especially when Pretty Women. I was like, oh, wow.
She's a movie star.
She still looks hot. Yeah,
I saw her in a grocery store in Malibu once and holy cow. I mean, she's got that X-Factor movie star thing. It just like comes out.
It's like Brad Pitt. Like, you're sure. You're like, oh, it's Brad Pitt.
Yeah.
it's like, you look superhuman almost. Like,
like a pod person. Like
yeah.
A fake human.
It's like if
alien.
It was a Greek god, if there was like anything like a god, like if it was real, like, Brad Pitt would probably be like, Apollo or something.
Yeah. Oh, show.
There we go. Wow.
Well, this was super interesting.
We did a lot of stuff.
We like did all the talking.
So I apologize for being sex negative. I don't mean
right. We should apologize for everyone.
Yeah,
we were herpes negative. I feel bad about that.
I will read up on that.
I mean, it's okay.
I will read up on there because maybe I'm judged. You know, I don't know.
Maybe we all.
Well, I think I'm. I guess I'm ignorant about the whole thing. You know.
Sure.
But I can only imagine what it goes through or how they go through. Yeah,
it's a lot. You know?
Yeah,
it's crazy. A real taboo. People freak out about it.
Yeah, yeah.
We should get rid of that stigma.
I think
it is not HIV AIDS.
Right. So. I think it's to them. It's.
I'm glad that we're ending this podcast on a light, happy.
Well, you know, I don't know. I'm just saying. Like, I think it's one of those things where it is so.
Let's talk about disease.
Yeah, like, I don't know. Let's talk about Ebola.
Let's talk about Zika.
What is that? Is that the one that's the Brazilian one, right? Is that the one that's in Brazil where it's like affecting the newborns?
Yeah, I just read something today that was like, well, supposedly it's like 30 states are going to be getting it in the next few months. And
U.S. states.
Oh, yeah. And it stays in men's semen, I guess, they don't know how long. Mm. So like, let's say you and your girlfriend went to Mexico. She got pregnant there. Your semen's like infected. So for the next 8 months, you have to have protected sex with her because you've got that bad juju.
How did I get that juju? By mosquito. If a mosquito bit me.
Yeah.
Hmm. Daddy, you know, mosquitoes are the worst. They are the worst. They kill more people.
More people than like ISIS.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. If ISIS was, if ISIS were on top of great whites and shooting lasers or something, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And had contamination of Ebola virus, they still wouldn't kill as many people as mosquitoes. Dandies.
God.
What are you going to do? You know what I mean? Yeah. I do hope that Gary Marshall does another holiday. You know.
What would he do? 4th of July.
Yeah, of course.
Halloween. That would be a fun one.
I, you know what? How about Rosh Hashanah?
Read my mind. You actually. Yeah. It that should be Yom Kippur, though, because that's when you like fast.
Yeah. I think that would be interesting. I would be.
What about like one called Lent?
Yeah. There we go. You got to give up something. I'm giving up sex. You know.
Giving it up. Yeah.
I know.
And that would actually be great. He could give up sex and then he like falls in love with the right woman, you know?
Exactly.
And like that's a great story right there.
Let's write it out. Let's write it.
Yeah. No one can take that one. It's mine.
Well, you know, this has been an interesting podcast.
Totes.
I've learned a lot.
Me too. I've laughed a lot, loved a lot.
I cried a lot.
Me too.
Oh man, we've gone through a journey.
We have. Together.
And I like the deal breaker game.
I do too. Maybe we'll keep that keeping up.
Yeah, you should try on your show as well.
Yeah.
You know, I'm always fascinated about that, you know, because sometimes, you know, I'll say this, guys will probably be like, no, I just want to be with a girl.
Oh, here's a deal breaker that I didn't ask, but I want to ask this one. Uh-oh. Is a sex worker or stripper a deal breaker?
I would say no.
Previous, they don't do it anymore.
No.
Not a deal breaker?
No.
Yeah, deal breaker. Deal breaker for me too. Most men, I feel like, don't give a fuck.
No, I wouldn't care.
Okay.
Even if they were stripper or sex worker, I would still wouldn't. I think at this time in my life, but even then, I remember saying to my friend, like, because remember he asked me that a long time ago, and I still even said like, no, I'm not. You know, I don't care because if I'm with somebody enough, you know, I think it would be like if I really cared for her, I don't think it would be there, but. I mean, if she was doing it for 10 years or something like that, or drifting, I would be like, okay, you know.
she had mad stacks, though, you know?
I would be like, well, I'm like, I'm never going to be that good. You know what? I would have a lot of stacked up against me. I would be like, I have to be better than those guys. Fuck
See?
That. Maybe.
See?
That would be a little bit competitive. Yeah. I would get a little competitive there.
Yeah. All right.
Well, let's end there.
Yeah.
Well, Rebecca's all... Where can we find you? What are you doing?
Oh my gosh. Well, please, everyone go to Don't Waste Your Pretty on the podcast app or on SoundCloud.
Right.
And you can find me on Twitter at Wasted Pretty Pod and Instagram at Don't Waste Your Pretty Pod.
Yeah.
And you can like email me directly if you want. Don'twasteyourpretty@gmail.com and we can like talk for days.
Yeah, there we go.
Yeah.
There, yeah. And people, of course, you're listening to the Comedy Podcast Network, which is it's such a generic name. It's like a
sure.
CPN.
yeah.
or something. But yeah, and definitely check out Rebecca's podcast.
Killer.
It's interesting. It's always for a guy, especially. It's always interesting, you know, seeing the women.
Yeah,
side,
I don't know.
You know?
Yeah,
I think so.
Interesting.
Well, interesting, but it's in the
no,
way
it
where,
is.
But I think in the way it's like, oh, okay, that point of view. You're like, oh, all right.
You're like, OMG, yes.
OMG, yes.
Yeah.
I wonder if there's somebody going like, AMG, OMG, no, no, that's
no!
wrong. Very prudish woman.
Yeah.
It's like, no, that would be. I'm going to come up with a sketch like that, maybe.
All right.
Well, thank you again.
Thank you.
And are you doing any movies lately? Or
you can see me. Well, it's coming out in a while, but in Ouija 2 in October. But
oh, yeah.
That's,
can't wait for that.
You should cover it on your show.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we're gonna cover it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
And yeah, we're going to do a lot of stuff. We're going to do a lot of cover. We're going to do Deal Breaker on you.
Yeah.
There we go.
Okay. Do it.
I'm getting weird. I should probably try to get like all like the weirdest.
Do know. It. I'm down.
You know what I mean? All right. And Jorge, thank again.
My gosh, you were so fun.
Yes, for filling in.
Yeah.
I get it. Yeah, he's, you know, he's up there.
Whatever.
Yeah. What was your favorite first boner? What was it? You still haven't said it.
Oh, well, he liked Tiffany Amber Thiessen.
Yeah, but maybe in the more cute side, but then like
who were you like, you know, doing it?
Danica McKellar from the Wonder Years.
Oh,
you're sweet. She was a nice girl.
Yeah, she was.
She was like, you know,
wow. She was so pretty.
Yeah, it was kind of, you can relate. Like, oh, we were kind of the same.
She was,
that was
perfect,
a good answer.
Yeah, she was the perfect. Yeah, like for that age, for like growing up. Like for me, yeah, especially I was like, wow, she is pretty. Okay,
she was so pretty, sweet girl next door.
And that came
like that
over.
One.
That was
like
one.
That one a lot. And I like that you knew her first and last name like that. Holy cow. I was like, what?
Hardcore.
She had like the greatest character name of all the Winnie Cooper.
Winnie Cooper.
Yeah, Winnie Cooper. She was like the easiest
so
name.
So sweet. I love that show so much.
Yeah. That was well, that show, like of all things, must end. Especially right here. Well, thank you again for coming to the show. Please check out her podcast, Don't Waste Your Pretty. And please, everybody, come to your senses.
Receive this transmission from the Comedy Podcast Network. For more shows, visit comedypodcastnetwork.com.